Hello, Blind Cool Tech. My name is Gary Pearce. I'm making this recording from Brisbane, Australia, on the 26th of November 2008, of course, on an Olympus DS50, but I'm just using the highest quality mono mode, as I consider that's quite reasonable for this kind of podcast. It keeps the file size down and makes it easy to download. This podcast is on the Moji interactive voice-controlled talking clock. First of all, my opinion of the device. I believe it's not quite up to standard, particularly in discriminating between the words AM and PM. It seems to give it quite a bit of trouble. I've tried it, my wife's tried it, so it's not just my voice. I've even tried talking American at it, in case that's the problem. But no, unless my unit is a bit faulty, I think that is an area where there is a few problems. So, the description of the device. Imagine a rectangular base with rounded corners and slightly tapered as it goes up. It's about an inch high. And it's probably about 7 inches long, and it's about 2.5, maybe even 3 inches from front to back. Mounted on top of this base, there is a fairly large sized screen, which slopes slightly towards the back. On the back, behind the screen, and on the top of the base section, there are, from left to right, two switches, a reset hole, and four buttons. One of the switches manually turns the alarm on and off. The second switch turns it from voice interactive mode to what they call touch mode. And if you take it off power and run it on batteries, it automatically turns itself to touch mode. The reset hole, then the four buttons. Now they are mode, set, up, and down. Now you can set this device manually, which to my way of thinking saves it from being a little bit useless. And I have to underline, that is if they're all like this one, which I have a really strong feeling that they are. The few things this doesn't get right by voice, you can set the clock yourself and everything speaks. It's very nice that way. Now, having described the clock to you, let us just give you a demonstration of what it does, and I will show you the good things and what I've found to be not so cool. Hello, Moji.
Welcome. Command, please.
Time.
The time is 2:13 p.m.
Well, as you can hear, that worked quite well, and it's fairly reliable. So now we'll try another command. Hello, Moji.
Command, please.
Alarm.
The alarm is set to 6 o'clock a.m. The alarm is on.
Now that works fairly well. The next command I'll try. Hello, Moji.
Command, please.
Today's date.
Today is Wednesday, November 26, 2008.
And as you can hear, that works very well. There's only a couple of things that aren't up to snuff. Let's try another one. This one's all right. Hello, Moji. Doesn't often miss out on that. It did then. Hello, Moji.
Command, please.
Temperature.
The temperature is 28 degrees Celsius.
Now, the temperature can be set from the device to read in Celsius or Fahrenheit. I have not known it to trigger falsely, in other words, to think it heard its trigger phrase when it doesn't. Where the real problem is this, which I'll now show you. Hello, Moji.
Command, please.
Set alarm.
Tell me the time you want the alarm to sound.
6 o'clock p.m.
The alarm is now set to 6 o'clock a.m.
Now you heard what it did. It set it to 6 o'clock a.m. I'd be very surprised if it's not a design fault. I hope I'm wrong. I'd be very much interested in other people who buy this clock, if they could get back to me and tell me, you know, if they have the same problem. If you're not sure of what to say to the clock, you can do this. Hello, Moji.
Command, please.
Help.
You can say time. Set time. Alarm. Set alarm. Alarm sound. Sleep sound. Play sleep sound. Today's date. Temperature. Nightlight. Or help. In between the alarm, say, turn off the alarm.
So you're able to... Oh, it's listening at the moment.
Sorry, but I didn't recognize your command.
Okay, I had to wait until it stopped listening, but that wasn't the fault of the clock. That's just the way it works. I'll demonstrate a couple of more things. Hello, Moji.
Command, please.
Alarm sound.
To choose an alarm sound, say, alarm 1, alarm 2, or alarm 3.
Alarm 2. It always gets that right. And it also always gets this right, or nearly always. Hello, Moji.
Command, please.
Sleep sound.
To choose a sleep sound, say, sound 1, sound 2, or sound 3.
Sound 3. And now, if you don't know what to say to it, of course you've got the help function, and that all works very well. The thing I've had trouble with is setting the time and setting the alarm. But as I say, at least you can do those manually. With the device, you get a very nice switch mode power supply, which can accept voltages from 110 to 240 volts and 50 to 60 hertz. So the little power supply you get with it is very nice. For the partially sighted amongst us, the screen is very, very clear and very large, and the lit up display is very, very easy to see. Now, if you don't want to say its trigger phrase, I can't say it otherwise it'll do it, you can press the screen and it will bypass that and just say to you,
welcome, command please,
time.
The alarm is set to 6 o'clock a.m. The alarm is on.
Now, you heard then it got mixed up between alarm and time. Why, I'll never know, since one is a one-syllable word and one is a two, but it doesn't do that all that often. Hello, Moji.
Command, please.
Time.
The alarm is set
yeah.
to 6.
See, it's mixed up alarm and time. They really do need to do more work on this device, but I think it's great, and I only hope that they bring out another model with these things addressed, and it will be very, very good. Well, that practically concludes. In fact, it does conclude the podcast. I hope you've enjoyed listening. My email address, and I'd really like to hear from anyone who has one of these clocks, is gperse@internode, that's internode.on.net. Thank you.